subject, I know I gotta let him go. Hi, Shirley and Steve. I have been going with a man that I have two kids with for 26 years. I've never been married because of the things he has done to me. I have tried to let him go many times after he's been cheating and disrespecting me. I know this man does not love me. Shirley, he does not even touch me, and we argue about anything that has to do with us. I think I'm a very stupid woman because nothing has gotten better between us, and I just keep letting him come back over and over again. Shirley and Steve, help me, please. It is hard to let go. It's easier said than done, but I gotta start somewhere. Please tell me where to start and how to become a strong-hearted woman. You know what? You have to be. I mean, no man is worth all of this. I got to tell you that. And really and truly, I think that is the issue. I think worth has something to do with this because you have no self-worth. You have none. You don't love yourself. You don't value yourself. You don't value your feelings, your mind, your body, your life. You are lost in this man. You're lost in him, and you have been for 26 years. That's too long for anybody but Jesus. Seriously, 26 years. The good news is that you want to start somewhere. That's the good news. You're finally getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's why you wrote the letter. You want a way out. You really do. But if you're looking for some kind of miracle to get yourself out or some kind of trick or something like that, that's not going to happen. It has to start with you because the problem is you. It really is. I mean, you're going to have to start standing up for yourself, loving yourself, caring about yourself and what's going on in your life. You have to do that. You have to know that you matter and that it's okay to want what you want. You have to know that. You say in the title, I know I got to let him go. Well, when you know better, you have to start doing better. You have to stop letting him come over. Stop taking his phone calls. All of that. You have to put a stop to it. And only you can do it. Steve?
First of all, I've been going with the man that I have two kids with for 26 years. What the hell is going with?
Yeah.
What is that? 26 years of going with somebody. How old are you? See, the last time you should go with somebody is in high school. Then in college, you know, you graduate, you ain't going together, y'all a couple or whatever you want to call it. Then after that, this is my man, this is my woman. Then after that, this need to be about something. But for 26 years, it's been about nothing. All you have is two kids. Beautiful kids, probably. That's why God had them brought into this world. But all in all, the relationship is what we talking about. The kids are beautiful. Relationship ain't worth a quarter. I've never been married because of the things he has done to me. That's not a true statement. You're not married because of the things you've done to yourself. See, you can quit blaming him. This your fault. Martin Luther King said, a man can't ride your back unless you bend over. Mm. Once I learned that, my bending over days stopped. So now that's what you have to do. I've tried to let him go many times after he has been cheating and disrespecting me. See, you tried, but you're not tired. And I don't think you're tired now. See, you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired in order to change. And then you ain't going to have to write no letter. Because when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're going to do something about it. Now, some women snap, end up going to prison over it. Ooh. I don't suggest you go that route. But when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, I want you to understand this is what's about to go down. Now, we're stopping this today. When a woman is fed up, R. Kelly, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to get fed up. I know this man does not love me. Shirley, he does not even touch me, and we argue about anything that has to do with us. He don't touch you, he touching somebody. Mm, mm, mm. I think I'm a very stupid, here's the telling line.
Yeah.
I think I'm a very stupid woman because nothing has gotten better between us, and I just keep letting him come back over and over again. Like I said, this is what you've done to yourself. Shirley and Steve, help me, please. It's hard to let go. It's easier said than done, but I got to start somewhere. Please tell me where to start and how to become a strong-hearted woman. Stop effing over yourself.
Okay.
If you stop effing over yourself, yeah. He has to stop. Look, a man can only do to you what you allow him to do. And we duplicate what we see you doing to yourself. If you disrespectful of yourself, we gonna be disrespectful of you. If you don't mind getting walked on, then we don't mind walking on you. If you don't mind getting treated any kind of way, we will treat you any kind of way. Stop effing over yourself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.